listening to Real World News. Japanese Prime Minister Shoji Konoda will travel this month to the areas worst affected by the earthquake and tsunami of March 11th in the northeast of the country, which brought about a terrible nuclear crisis as a result of the subsequent explosions in Fukushima Nuclear Central 1 in the neighboring Ibaraki Prefecture. The radiation levels are frightening. Experts warn about a contamination equivalent to tens of atomic bombs like the one thrown by the United States in the Japanese city of Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, during World War II. Europa Press reports that the Japanese Prime Minister is considering meeting Fukushima's local governor, Yuhei Sato, during his visit and inspecting several areas within a 20-kilometer radius. Noda will also visit the J Village sports facilities used as a camp to distribute aid to the population. Meanwhile, former Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan, who resigned at the end of August, admitted in an interview that shortly after March the 11th, he feared that the country's capital, Tokyo, would remain uninhabitable. The city is nearly 250 kilometers south of Fukushima's nuclear plant 1. He told newspaper Tokyo Shimbun, "Scenes of a deserted Tokyo without a single person in the street crossed my mind." Kan acknowledged that evacuating the 30 million Tokyo residents would have been impossible, so he assessed that nuclear energy is a too dangerous option. The former prime minister resigned amid scrutiny over his management of the country's largest crisis since World War II. He handed in his resignation after three key laws were passed, including one to double the use of clean energies in the country by 2020 and a budget for the reconstruction of the areas affected by the earthquake and tsunami. Hundreds of Japanese and international social organizations have denounced the high radiation levels the population is exposed to in the affected areas. They have especially requested to lower the amount of radiation considered acceptable for the population, especially for children, from 20 to 1 millisievert a year, and to take the necessary measures to reduce exposure levels. On August 17th, several Japanese civil society organizations submitted a document to the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navanethan Pillay, to alert about children's rights violations in Fukushima. Some of the signing organizations include the Fukushima Network for Saving Children from Radiation, Friends of the Earth Japan, International Environmental NGO, Green Action, and Greenpeace. A press release issued by Friends of the Earth Japan reads, "The children of Fukushima have the same right as all the other children in Japan to live a life free from unnecessary, preventable radiation exposure. We urgently request that the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights come to Japan to investigate this matter." Spanish newspaper El País reported on August 2nd, Tokyo Electric Company, responsible for Fukushima 1, registered the highest radiation levels in the area after the nuclear accident. The company found 10 sieverts, 10,000 millisieverts, of radioactivity that day. The Japanese Minister of Science says that if a person were exposed to those pre-radiation levels, he or she would die in 1 or 2 weeks. In mid-August, Dr. Tatsui Kokodama, head of the Radioisotope Center at the University of Tokyo, who has been measuring the country's radiation levels, provided alarming figures of the nuclear contamination in Fukushima 1. Al Jazeera reported that Kodama said the total radiation released for over more than 5 months is equal to 29 Hiroshima-type atomic bombs.
You are listening to Real World News.